The Trump administration has threatened to arrest three House Democrats following a physical confrontation at an ICE facility in New Jersey. The Department of Homeland Security claims the lawmakers assaulted law enforcement officers, while the Democrats insist they were the ones assaulted. This situation drawing criticism from Democrats who view the potential arrest as an abuse of power. Or did they break the law? Let's bring in Todd Flood, attorney at Flood Law. Good morning. How are you?
Hey, good morning, Kevin. I'm great. I'm great. How are you?
I'm doing great. Thanks for joining us today. Yeah, this is interesting because the Department of Homeland Security, they're saying these lawmakers came in and assaulted ICE officers, including body slamming a female officer. You can't do that even if you're an elected official.
No, you can't do that. I just watched the video and I read the articles and I read through some of the comments that lawmakers were making and ICE officials were making and the Department of Justice was making. And here's the thing: if you watch the video, it's crazy. I have a case right now against the Huron Valley Correction Facility. You think I could walk in there and push people around? No, I would be arrested immediately.
Right.
That's crazy talk, right? There's that you have security and put in place for the very reason, you don't want obstruction or you don't want, someone to basically go against what the security is all about. Here, it looks like a melee. And the fact of the matter is that people wanted to protest this facility being used for detention of illegal immigrants. And there's a way to do that. There's a First Amendment right to do that. There's a proper way. I don't think anyone's saying don't do that if that's what you believe in. But to first and foremost, it looked like there was a melee, improper obstruction of ICE officers doing their job, and they wanted to make a storm. That's what it looked like on the video. I could be wrong, but those were my eyes watching what took place outside of that facility. And also with the mayor going inside the facility, which he was properly detained. The video and the witness statements will speak for themselves, and there will be a determination of whether or not there was an obstruction charge or whether or not there was an assault charge that's necessary. It doesn't matter who you are, but when you assault people or you obstruct law enforcement, ICE agents, you're going to get charged. Bravo to doing proper protest if that's what you want, if that's what you're all about. I don't have a problem with that, but you carry it to that extreme and you violate the law, that's a simple no-brainer.
It really shows how important body camera footage can be. The fact that security, law enforcement wear body cameras, that's exactly what that's for, because you have unlimited number of cases where each side will see things differently. But then you go flip on the camera, you flip on the video, and I guess I can say, well, a bunch of stuff happened before the cameras were on. But it looks pretty clear that that in this case, that's not the way you conduct a protest. And you, just because you're elected official, doesn't give you a right to enter somewhere.
No, exactly. And body cameras, today, everything's on film, it seems like to me, from cell phones to our green light system to body cameras, audio, the technology that's taking place and advancing throughout our society and law enforcement is paramount to not only thwarting crime, but, solving issues in crime. So in this particular case, yeah, body camera footage is going to be, paramount, as you say, to ferreting out what happened here. But the fact of the matter is you're adults, for crying out loud. There's a way to properly protest. There's a way to exercise the First Amendment without causing this ruckus. And, this was more of a political stunt than it was, a peaceful message. And I'm all for proper First Amendment measures. Until it starts to disrupt what law enforcement's, doing. And that's, housing illegal immigrants. And here's the thing. They're doing it so they can get their due process rights in hearings.
Yeah. I want to ask you about this, though, because the lawmaker's spokesperson, he claims that the footage actually disproves what the Department of Homeland Security is saying happened. And I just wonder, when there's evidence, will people just look at it through their political lens? Or when you if it goes to a court and a jury actually looks at it, do they tend to see what's there without any political bias?
Well, first and foremost, what did you expect them to say? Of course, they're going to say the opposite of what it is that the government is claiming. You know, that's completely false. They body slammed us. Of course, that's their defense. There's only two defenses in criminal law, right? It wasn't me. You get the wrong person, or yes, I did, but I have a good excuse, self-defense or the others. So here in this particular case, that's their defense. No, they body slammed us. It wasn't us. So, now you ask the second question. The follow-up is, what lens will a jury or what lens will anyone look at this? Will it be such that you are myopic and you only look at it as a Republican or you only look at it as a Democrat? Difficult to say, but when jurors or when law enforcement look at it, hopefully they can set aside their biases and prejudices. And when you get instructions, when you sit in a jury box, the judge gives you those instructions. You are to follow the law as I give it to you. You're to set aside your biases and prejudice. And when, try to pick a jury, you make sure that happens, that you get fair and impartial jurors. When you're a law enforcement officer, Hopefully they don't look at it through the lens of a Republican or look at it through the lens of a Democrat. They look at it from just the salient facts. What are the facts? And then what's the law? And here it's pretty clear they've breached this facility. It's pretty clear they're protesting and a ruckus takes place. Is there going to be an investigation? Yeah, it's going on right now. And hopefully they get the facts right.
If they're charged, how serious is obstruction or assault?
Well, there's a misdemeanor charge and there's a felony charge for resisting and obstructing. You can get a 2-year felony in common law charge. Also, in the federal government, it can be higher because you're obstructing with regards to a duty of a federal officer. If it's just a simple assault and battery in a state case, that can be anywhere. If it's aggravated, it can go up to a year. If it's a misdemeanor, or it could be a 90-day assault. It all depends on whether or not there's going to be an obstruction charge and a felony. There's a felony in here, that is going to be serious.
All right, Todd Flood, attorney at Flood Law. Appreciate you coming on.
Thanks for having me, my friend. You be well.
All right, we'll talk to you real soon. Yeah, so the video doesn't lie. They'll play it, and you'll see pretty clearly who's in the wrong. We'll see where the case ends up going. We know where the politics will go on this. We'll see where the legal case goes on it. We're going to take a quick break. We'll be right back. You're listening to All Talk. I'm Kevin Dietz.